When a youth first comes in, they spend 3 weeks in what we call, it's RAC, reception and counseling, and they go through a whole battery of surveys and assessments, and one of them, of course, is the credit assessment. So those 3 weeks that the child is in RAC allows the counselors time to plan out the educational trajectory for the child so that they can achieve their goals, hopefully before exiting, or at least accumulate as many credits as possible before exiting. Counselors have access to the transcripts, and they actually write out a course plan. They map out what core classes has the child taken, what electives are missing. They get input from the youth about what classes they want to take. Some of the kids, if they're 17 and they have 3 credits, which happens, unfortunately, a lot, the counselors will do the very best they can to get them caught up on core things, language arts, mathematics, science, things like that. But often, unfortunately, these kids are leaving with only 5 or 6 high school credits. And the likelihood of them wanting to go out into the community and finish their diploma is really pretty slim. Most of those kids would prefer to work. We do account for youth voice. The transition plan is their plan. It's not my plan. It's their plan. So whatever it is that they say that they are motivated to do, that is what we work on in transition.